This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
How do you feel about happy birthday messages and group texts at work?
Colin says he really doesn't like it.
We discuss if we'd rather have our name on a building or our name on a food item, and we finish up the show with our top five. This week, we have our top five day ruiners. What things happen to us that our day just can't recover from? Find out tonight on The Lazy Dogcast. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 17 of the Lazy Dog Cast.
Lazy Dog.
We are back again. My name is Dave. This is Colin. He is Matt. And we've got a great show lined up for you tonight.
Hello, Governor.
Matt, me and Matt. doing what he does best. Okay, we're going to start off with the comment.
Does remind me of the section I wanted to do of just handing Matt a sentence and giving him an accent to do it.
That's right.
He was so bad.
That's right.
I think you tried to do your British accent and you did like Jamaican and then Boston to start
like,
off.
You hand me like two cards. It's like a sentence on one and then the accent I have to do on the other.
And then Dave's got to guess I like that origin. One.
That could be offensive, though, maybe.
Could be very offensive.
I guess it depends on the sentence. If it's just like, I crossed the street at, 51st.
In a Chinese accent, go.
No. No.
We're going
to
go to
jokes,
commercial
right?
break. Commercial break.
It's all jokes, right?
Beep. the bars, the colored bars.
I can do it right now. Right now for you guys, if you'd let me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is there accents that are more... Because I feel like, does anybody get offended if you try to do a British accent?
I don't think so.
Well, we won the war, so who cares?
Okay.
Yeah, if you just do like non-minority accents, you're fine.
other whites, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much, you're good, yes.
Nice. So South African is fine?
Yeah.
What Australian?
What would that sound like? What does South African sound
Hello,
like?
My brew.
No, but it's closer than you were
it's
last
the only
time.
Only word I know, and brew. Like, hey, my brew.
Hey, brew. It's brew.
Brew is it? I thought it was bruh. Brew.
No, bruh is like inner city slang.
Yeah.
Bruv is like bruv. English.
Yeah.
UK.
There's like two movies that are like set in like South Africa. It's like District 9.
Oh, yeah.
That's a banger.
I've seen that movie.
You have?
Yes, like the aliens.
That one's awesome.
Like the aliens are like a ghetto, kind of, essentially.
Yeah. And there's like, and then Blood Diamond.
I think
Leo DiCaprio is like, I think he's supposed to be South African or something.
What? There's a rugby movie where like...
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah. What's that one called?
Mandela? I think it is called
there's a movie. I think there's a movie called that, yeah. That's funny.
All right, anyways.
Well, if you thought that was an amazing accent that Matt just did, comment so below.
Yeah.
And that leads us into our first segment of the comment of the week.
The old lead-in.
Yeah, so on TikTok, we posted a video where we thought maybe Colin was alone by himself talking about going to the restroom number one takes a while to get things kickstarted.
Yeah, got a long hose.
We're
a while to get there.
We're a little worried about him.
Yeah, I thought he needed to visit like a urologist or something. Kind of like,
per the comments, Justin Silvis says it does take a couple seconds. For real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, depending on how bad it is. Yeah, about 4 or 5 seconds for me. So
who's that? Who said that?
Z and then a duck image.
Z duck. Z duck. Z quack quack.
Z duck.
Z quack quack.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple. So you got a couple people on your side, man.
360 million, ain't bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So all the views on them.
I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
There you go.
So yeah, we were roasting you and we weren't really roasting. We did laugh.
Yeah.
Maybe too hard.
Yeah.
A little hard.
No shame in my game.
Yeah, but we were mostly worried. But
yeah, it was more concerned for your health.
Yeah.
But I guess it's nothing to be worried about. So
I've already been there. Okay, guys. I told you guys.
Mr. Silvis and then Z-Duck.
Z-Duck.
Z-Quack-Quack.
They're with you.
They're with you, man. Maybe not 15 seconds in.
Do a French accent. I just did one. Oui, oui. You didn't say any words, though.
Je m'appelle Matt.
That was French, but it was in no accent.
Oh, okay.
Is that my name, Matt?
Can you speak in French? And it do, I guess.
So je m'appelle. Je m'appelle Colin.
Tu t'appelles Matt.
Tu t'appelles?
No, that's tu t'appelles comment?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, but of course. Nice. Welcome to the Fresh Restaurant.
So if you want your comment featured in the comment section of the week, comment below. Make sure you like, subscribe if you're new, all that good stuff. So, as always, after the comment section, we take a trip to the corner.
Come on in, boys and girls. Come to the corner. This week in Colin's Corner, something that really grinds my gears.
Uh-oh. Gears are grinded.
Group chat happy birthdays.
Mm.
A lot of times it comes from like if you're on a team at work. I've always been on a sales team, so there's like a group chat with your boss in it, and like there's oftentimes a group chat without your boss in it. And there's like, hey, today's Matt's birthday. Happy birthday, Matt. Hey, happy birthday, Matt. Hey, HBD. Dude. It's like, dude, I don't need it. I don't care. I don't know your birthday. The only reason you're saying happy birthday to me is because someone else knew my birthday somehow. Probably my boss that HR said, it's this guy's birthday. Make sure everyone thinks, dude, I don't want your happy birthdays. I take a stand. I'm not going to give you my happy birthdays. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. I don't like it. I don't like any part of it, dude.
Okay. So we're saying in general, you're just not with the, like if I text you on your birthday and said happy birthday.
If you text me one off and just said happy birthday, okay, bro, I'd be like, thanks, man.
Okay. So you're not against that.
You're saying the group.
The group.
But
as
I also,
a collective.
If you didn't text me on my birthday, I'm not going to be like, why didn't he tell me happy birthday?
Yeah.
I don't care that much. Dude. Mm-hmm. I'm 35. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But specifically, I'm talking group settings.
Yes. Okay. This is a fantastic take. I 110% agree with you because it happens in my group. We have group chat. It's IM. The boss comes on. It's you literally described it perfectly. They say, happy birthday. Again, I don't hate that. I'm like, it's fine. But I don't participate. I literally do not. I don't, because they all like post memes and like GIFs and stuff.
Yep.
Happy birthday. Everyone does it. I don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like anything. I don't say happy birthday. It's not that I don't care about you. I just don't think this is worth it. This is a show. It's for a show. 100%. It's all for show. It's virtue signaling, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's worth it.
Don't need to be part of it.
I make a point that I really try to like tell people happy birthday. Like, I don't have it. I'm not on Facebook, so it's not getting reminded.
Yeah.
I take a point of like, I remember their birthday. I reach out to them and say happy birthday to them one-on-one.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it. So I'm
going to be. I would be perfectly fine.
Hold on, time out. Before you go, I think I have you pinned. You're a GIF meme guy in the happy birthday chat. You might not love it, but you're going to participate and you're going to try to find a funny GIF or a meme, aren't you?
Yes.
Knew it. 100%. Called it, dude.
If I could speak in only GIFs, that's the only thing I would speak in.
Yes.
It's the only thing I'd speak in. But I think in general, I love where you're going with this. I don't. I've had those group chats in the past. I've changed it around different groups and stuff at work, but I think in general, like, let's just not celebrate people's birthday at work. Like, let's just not. Like, I find it a successful day for me if I make it through the day and nobody knows it's my birthday. I'm just like, yes, dude, because like, I don't want everybody.
I don't care if you know my birthday or not. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But just I don't want to say thank you 800 times.
Yes.
I won't actually.
Yeah.
I actually won't do that either. Like, happy birthday, Colin. I'll just let them all fly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I continue on my day.
I say thank you to the boss posts today's birthday. I'll say thank you once. I hit the like button on all of them, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's
I'm not even going that
we
far.
We do yeah. it in emails, that's too. That's another one. And then you get, 50 emails. Yes. And then, yeah.
I actually had a conversation with my boss about this. He was riding with me
mm-hmm.
one day on a sales trip. And he was like, hey, dude, I noticed, you're kind of withdrawn from the team. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, the other day, it was Johnny's birthday, and everyone said, and you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't participate. And I told him this whole thing out. Yep. And you could see his wheels were turning. He's like, yeah, I think they're kind of dumb too, but I kind of have to do them. I'm like, hey, I'm not mad
sure.
that you're doing them. Just know I'm never participating in any of it.
Because as the boss, there might be somebody
that really loves
who would
it.
Be upset.
Right.
Especially because you do everybody. Everybody is done. And you I'm going to stop doing this. And it happens to be that first person that's birthday you don't say.
Yeah.
So it might as well. Right. Yes. It's safer. I agree. And especially I hate also my company does this thing hey, everyone, so-and-so's getting promoted, right? And they'll, the boss of the person who's promoting them will, send out a mass email to everybody. And people, have to respond, reply all.
Congrats.
To everyone, congrats.
Reply and I'm just all, brother, reply alls, get me.
reply all is necessary. There's plenty of times where it's necessary. But it's not the default. It should not be your default. It should be is reply. They're two separate buttons. They have separate purpose. Separate purposes. They have different uses. To reply to one person or reply to everybody is not. They're not interchangeable.
Yeah,
they're not interchangeable.
I also feel I hate the reply alls. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I've been in a sales call.
Yes.
And my leg is just vibrating constantly.
Yes.
What's going on? You look and it's Johnny sold his first such and such product.
Yeah.
Hey, great job! Great job! Great job!
Yeah,
dude. Also. Just hit reply, with the virtue signaling thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if anyone sees my name on that list that I said thank you.
Yes.
But if it's someone that I know or or I found out personally, I'd be like, hey, bro, that's a great job. Keep it up.
Yeah.
It's me to you.
Yes.
It's
yes.
me to you.
Yes.
I the reply alls, I use reply all a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of conversation happening that everyone's going to be looped in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Business-wise.
Yes, business.
Keep the other BS off of it, bro.
There are some other people that don't use reply all like they're supposed to, and that also
okay.
chaps.
Agreed. Okay, yes.
Agreed.
That chaps
There's
more.
A lot of times where I will, you have to just to loop everyone in.
Yeah.
Kristen had this question, and she's the 80-year-old that works in materials.
Yeah.
Just hit this reply all button and keep it pushing.
Yes. And if it's 75 people on something reply all, that's different. If it's five, mm-hmm. you're okay, these five people are on here specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And if one person says, hey, I don't need to be on this or whatever, then fine. But most of the time, it's just I'm just going to ignore it if I don't need to be on it or whatever.
This is, I'm glad we're talking about this. What about CCing people, specifically your boss?
Oh,
I think of it as I'm calling dad.
100%. If my boss is CC'd on it, there's some situations where there's not, but it's very context dependent.
Almost always, if I'm CCing my boss, it's because I need him to see something so that he can now follow up and put the screws to somebody so I can get what I need or, whatever. But also there's a lot of times if I'm going to CC my boss, I call him and I'm like, yo, I'm calling dad.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
Yeah.
Yes. I need your title attached to this email so this girl will get off her ass and do what I need or what, this guy will do this or that for me or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And so he knows, he sees it. He replies instantly and it's taken care of in 30. Because sometimes all you need is dad to be in the room.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know?
You're exactly, yeah. If I CC somebody like that, I for sure tell them ahead of time. I'm saying if somebody CCs my boss on an email to me, it's very context dependent.
Yes.
To me, it's very context dependent. It's not always, it's not necessarily
like
they're doing that, but sometimes
but no.
Sometimes it feels, I'm like, for sure it feels that way. And you haven't even said anything to me.
I do that, because you're like, oh, you're calling dad on me or whatever. Yeah. Oh, you brought your boss into this because you can't handle your own shit, whatever. I get very defensive on that.
Yeah.
But there are times where if I loop in me and another sales member with my boss, it's because we've had a conversation and we're both hey, tell Vince or, you know, whatever. Or if we don't have a conversation, mm-hmm. I address it. Like, hey, Don, da 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 da, Vince, dash, you're on this email because of XYZ. Mm-hmm. That way there's like, it's not like yeah. I'm just not talented. It's like, here's an action item mm-hmm. for you to complete that we both need from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that way she also knows I'm not just like going to tell dad.
Yeah. You know?
But if it's emailed to me and you, right? And then your email back to me is email with your boss back to me or email with my boss back to me, then it's like, okay.
You for sure
okay,
told dad.
We're playing the game here. Because it's like if it's just me and you talking and there's no stake or like, mm-hmm. you know, and it's normally like, oh, this person didn't get back with me or something, right? Mm-hmm. That's a norm. Like this person didn't get back with me, so now I'm firing up the level.
Yeah.
So they get the response like you were saying earlier. But those are the ones that chat me too, where it's like,
yeah.
Calling dad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but there was like no need for that. And this, like, sure. I was responsive, I yes. was this and that. And then you threw it into that. And it's like,
or,
oh, okay.
Or maybe you did miss the email. I'm just going to send another email. Hey, Matt, did you see my last, like,
just following up.
Where are we at on this?
Yeah. Yes, there are
with
levels.
Nobody. Yeah. And now if you miss that one, okay, yeah. dad, mm-hmm. here comes dad.
Yeah. But it's always, I don't think I've ever CC'd somebody's their boss. I don't think I've ever done that. I've CC'd my boss on an email yeah. to them, but I've never CC'd their boss. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
Brought that in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm emailing somebody and I brought their boss in. I don't think I've ever done that. I think there's...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
There's a situation where that is like anything but... Like you said,
yeah,
for sure.
You know what else? One I really love when I'm doing like I'm really playing some like office politics, I'll blind CC my boss.
Oh yeah,
because I'll be telling him, like, dude, I'm frustrated.
BCC.
Here's a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting this pushback. Yada yada yada. And he's like, I'm like telling him this is how she's responding or not responding, and he's kind of even like, no way, like that's not real. I'm like, trust me, watch. I'm gonna blind CC you. I put him on it, and then it just. They give you the feedback. You're like, dude, told you. And then now he has an elevated conversation with that person's boss.
Mm.
And then now this person all of a sudden is...
I know you can send through blind levels. CC, but a reply? They don't get the reply back, right?
I don't know 100%.
I don't think so.
I've never used it to that extent. I've used it to do what you're talking
typically
about.
Typically, I'll just screenshot it like, yo.
Exactly. Forward it. Yeah. Check out this.
They don't know you're on this email anyways.
Yeah.
Here's what they said back. And then he can elevate it, whatever.
Yeah.
But like I say all this, it sounds like I'm just like constantly doing this.
No.
I almost never do it.
Yeah.
I almost never do any of these things. Mm-hmm. But it is they are very useful tools.
For sure.
Slash, it'll get me fired up real quick
when
I see when I see like a CC of that person's boss.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's like from another company. It's like, why is there four more people on this email now? And you like click on it, you see their title. You're like, oh, mm-hmm. regional manager. Okay, perfect. I'll start addressing them specifically.
Yeah.
It's a fun little game I like to play.
But we should save another one for Colin's Corner on like chats like through IM at work. Because those are the other ones that.
I don't do a whole lot of that.
Really?
Because I'm never at my
I know you do. I know I do.
Well, see, I'm always in my car, so it's always emails or just a legitimate text message.
Well, what about this? We have experience with this when like team chats, like a group text with parents.
Yeah.
Like for like their teams, send out a text and they have to like. I hate the like.
Yeah.
I hate the like.
Oh, you hate the like?
Yes. I get it. Like you're trying to like.
Because it sends a notification.
Yes. Like, I'm like, so and so liked it. 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 I'm like.
I will say our coach, our baseball coach this year, he like laid some ground rules. Like here, this is for business only. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much going to be a one-way text of me sending information to you.
I like that.
Do not respond. Like he lays the groundwork.
I like that a lot.
Very often he would if a game changed or something.
Yeah.
He would say like this message, so you know, so I know sure. you got it.
That's fine. But he's asking for the likes.
Right.
At that point, yeah.
But yes, there have been on other teams.
Likes, love, laughs, or like, hey, emphasize. Little
Johnny's got a baseball party.
Yeah.
Right after you put in practice time schedules and then change or whatever. You're like, dude, I don't need this on here. Well, that's all I got from my corner. Did you have one you were going to...
Let me...
You want to interject in a...
I would like to creep over in the corner.
Okay, come on, brother. Everyone's welcome
walk
in this corner.
Get some waters, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. You guys ever heard of General Tso's chicken? Am I saying that right? Is it General Tso?
It's so, I believe.
Everyone says Tso's, but it is so.
It's T-S-O. I believe the T is silent.
Okay.
So.
And I was a little nervous throwing it out there because I've had it like once and I don't remember. Okay, so it's General Tso.
I believe so.
You only ever had it once?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, I'm more of a sweet and sour guy.
Yeah, you don't like... See, you're original white. You don't like a whole lot of seasoning on
really,
your stuff.
Don't go back here.
No, I know how you are, bro.
Original white.
So, you're one of the original whites, dude. Original.
I don't know how to take that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm better than that, I think. I think I'm more involved. But.
No, I've been in a spice rack before, bro. Paprika, salt and pepper.
There's salt only. Yeah.
And the pepper's been gone for like 2 years.
Yeah, it's just there. It's just there in case a black guy opens the thing. He's like, yeah, we got pepper, dude.
Well, it comes in twos. You can't just buy salt. You can't buy a salt shaker.
Yeah, we didn't really want the pepper, but it's here.
Hey, I'm really living it up. I got something that says McCormick on it. Okay, so General Tso. I always thought that was funny, like how that's like a name on a chicken, right? And it's like universal. It's like everywhere. Mm. So I wanted to, so it was named after the actual general, some chef or something made chicken, had respect for the general, named it that or whatever, right?
Okay.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it's really named after.
I thought you were just throwing that out.
No,
there,
it really is. I wanted it to be like.
Yeah.
No, it was just like his brother, somebody's brother's name was like the general, and But I want to propose to you guys a question. For your legacy to move on, would you rather, whenever you pass one day, like have your, these are one A, there's A and B.
Okay.
You got to choose one.
Yep.
Would you rather have your name like on a building somewhere, or would you rather have like a chicken or a sauce or a sandwich or something like General Tso's chicken? Mm-hmm.
For sure. The second one.
Yeah, me too.
Because it could be like, you know,
because the building's in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah,
everyone knows
international
sauce
probably.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Let me up it then. Okay. What if it was like a arena or something? Okay, let's up this up a little bit then. What if it's like I don't know,
like a football, like
yeah,
NFL.
What if it's like
stadium.
Where the Chiefs play? Mm-hmm. Right, it's not Arrowhead anymore. It's McEntee Stadium.
Still give me the menu item.
You still want
those change. Like there's always, they're gonna change. Someone's gonna come and pay for more.
That's it.
That the Hainer family trust is gonna come be like, well, we want him on there. So now you versus like McEntee's crusted chicken.
And it's even then it's still less iconic, right? Like what's the Ram Stadium? Do you know what it is?
No.
It's SoFi.
SoFi.
Yeah,
SoFi.
Right?
Yeah. Damn, I was gonna
again,
say that.
But exactly, right? You don't even know. And I'm not hating on you, but that's an example. Even if you're a big football fan, you don't know the names of the stadiums, all of them.
Right.
Yeah. But this General Tso or whatever, General Tso's chicken, I can't say. I don't know what it is.
It lives on forever?
Forever. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, even when you change the name of stadiums, people still call them the same stadiums.
Yeah.
Like, it's like GEHA Field at Arrowhead. People say Arrowhead.
Cowboy Stadium.
Cowboy Stadium, you know, or like now known as like Jerry World. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, no matter who sponsors that thing, it's Jerry. Isn't it Sprint, right?
AT&T Stadium.
It's Jerry World. Everyone calls it Jerry World.
No, you're good. I was just, I think the other funny one that I think of, like people like, you know, they name stuff after is like the highways and stuff. Whereas like you're now on Dwight D. Eisenhower Highway. Or whatever.
Give me one of those. I'd take that.
You take a highway?
I'd take that.
I think those are kind of lame. Like I don't want to be named after a highway.
Well, like a lot of the ones I see are like army vets and stuff.
Oh man,
why are you gonna put me in there, brother?
Why are you gonna do that?
Those don't change, so like, you probably gonna have that. They don't usually change those.
Unless it's just like in the hood or like it's like hella dirty.
But nobody knows. Like I feel like there's very few that I can name one. I know for sure Bill Snyder, running K-State, Bill Snyder Highway.
Highway, yeah.
That's the only one I know in the world. So like, you know, this
presented by the Catbackers. Yes, yeah. I've been on that road,
yeah,
brother.
For sure. So I know there's a Dwight D. I know there, but I couldn't tell you which where it is.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
I think the highway ones are lame because I'm with you. Like it's like you don't know where it is unless you like see it on a GPS or see it on the side of the road
like,
or something.
Oh, cool. Forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I was gonna say is like I feel like this is another kind of it's a tangent. It's not the same topic, so I want you to finish before you're
okay.
But this is completely different. Because it's some of those it's really interesting what brand names become common nomenclature.
Just right now, thought of one,
and that's one, right? Because like you might not have that brand, right? But you still might call it that,
yeah.
Right? There's so many examples:
Band-Aid,
Kleenex,
Coke, right? Even Coke. In the back where you're from, yep. You know, every single pop,
everything's Coke,
right? Yep. There's a lot of examples. I don't know if you can think of any more, but like where it's actually I originally thought that was a good thing for your brand, but it's actually a really bad thing for your brand because people will call other people's. They'll buy you know Puffs Kleenex, but they'll call it Kleenex.
Yeah.
So they're not differentiating your product
right.
from the other product. They're saying all these things are Kleenex, right? All these things are Band-Aid brand. Band-Aid. That's why on the Band-Aid commercials they say I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand.
Band-Aid.
Because Band-Aid stuck on me. They have to tell you that because nobody says oh I need a adhesive bandage.
Right.
Do you have any adhesive right. bandages? Nobody says that, right? They say, I need a Band-Aid.
Dude, when I was selling for Cintas, they would just drill it into you that like, because they had microfiber by Rubbermaid. And Cintas and Rubbermaid, they had the whole backstory of they worked together and they designed the first microfibers, yada, yada, yada. You go something like, you don't just call it a microfiber because everyone else sells microfibers. This is a microfiber by Rubbermaid and here's why it's different.
They want the brand. Yes.
They got like they... Yes, the brand
recognition.
They need the brand recognition, and you had to sell that person on the brand recognition as opposed to just the other guy's stuff. Because the other guy's just like, oh, yeah, they got microfibers. Yeah, we got microfibers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good point.
Tupperware. Yeah. Tupperware is a brand, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a brand. I'm pretty sure it's
it
not.
Is. Yeah, so it
that,
is.
But that's a really big one because nobody ever calls like, hey, do you have any plastic
right,
food containers?
Like, I bet you right now most people have Ziploc
Tupperware. Bags.
No,
oh, Tupperware.
Their Tupperware is Ziploc.
Well, that's another actually one. You just added one.
Yeah.
Right. The baggies. But like, yeah, the baggies, mm-hmm. they're all, yeah. But like, because they saw the need for it,
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh, we're going to Tupperware.
Yeah.
And now Tupperware's like, no, dude, this is our thing.
Yeah, this is our thing. Yeah, it's our brand. We're trying to differentiate ourselves. Yeah. But nobody ever, they call every single, you know, Tupperware.
Or like the glass ones are Kyrex.
Okay.
That's like the glass one that mm-hmm. first came out.
Mm-hmm.
We just call it Tupperware.
Yeah,
I take my point back. I stopped talking now. Yeah. We still call it Tupperware.
Yeah,
that's good. I never thought about how that could be bad.
Yeah,
but
it's actually you actually don't want that from a marketing perspective.
Yeah,
you don't want that because it's they're gonna buy Puffs, but they're gonna call Kleenex or whatever whatever it is. I there's probably more.
Yeah, because you're protecting this is not on topic, but it's like it reminded me of this. It's like watch the documentary about American Eagle or one of those, brands back in the day, those beach brands or whatever. American Eagle would not, like, you know how they have, like, a JCPenney has their store where they sell the surplus. What's it called?
I don't know. But
like a surplus Marshalls store. Or Ross.
Well, they have those, but they also have, like, the discount stores or like, the outlet malls or whatever. Uh-huh. They have all that stuff. And, like, you can just go find all these brands that JCPenney has, whatever. Mm. Abercrombie and Fitch, I think it was Abercrombie and Fitch, would not only just throw their stuff away, they would like destroy it.
Yeah.
Like cut it up because they don't want a subpar human walking down the street wearing Abercrombie and Fitch.
Subpar
polo.
Human.
A lot of.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
They want a certain type of person wearing,
wearing
their attire.
So we can't have this ending up at the outlet mall.
Well, with that, like what are those shirts? The short sleeve shirts that have the collar. What are those called? What do you call that?
It's a polo.
Is it though?
Yeah. No.
Polo's a brand.
Yeah, that's a brand.
Polo's
that's
a brand.
Another one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like it's like these. I don't know if they're first. I don't know like what. I don't know if they're like first to the game, and that's why we call them that, or if they're just so the most popular one at the time, or whatever it is.
I want to know. That's a great question. I want to put Detective Hayner on the case.
Yeah.
I want to know why brands start high and deteriorate and then sometimes bounce back or never do. Like, because when you said that, Lacoste, the little alligator. The little alligator on the polo.
Is that what it's called?
Lacoste.
Yeah. Okay. I know the logo, but I never.
Well, like when I was in high school, because we wore khaki pants and seniors could wear colored polos.
Mm-hmm.
The Lacoste little alley was like you had like it was some high end stuff.
Mm.
So I was like, Mom, can I get Lacoste? And she's like, Lacoste, why would you want that?
Yeah.
She had no idea what was going on. When she was a kid, Lacoste was like the bottom of the barrel, and she grew up poor.
Yeah.
Sure. So like that's all she ever had was a little and she was ashamed of the alligator.
Sure. Yeah.
And here I am asking for the polo with an alligator on it. And she's like, and then she goes, she's like, sure.
I mean, it's secular, right? Converse, Reebok, Starter, Nike, right? These all, they weren't always on top, right? They weren't always on top. There's been a fluctuation.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like.
Like Crocs. Like Crocs were not, like they were like, they made a resurgence and they came back with an invention.
That's true. Why? Well, I want to know why that happened. Like,
maybe
why did
they had a product.
Why?
Maybe they had a product.
But like Nike, I think, is a bad example because like they started out not first, but they just meteoric rise and now they're stale.
Well, what I'm saying is like Reebok was really popular, like in like Converse. Like those are the guys that were sponsoring Magic Johnson and like those guys,
Shaq,
right? Like Adidas. And like nobody wanted, Nike was like nobody. And then MJ made him huge.
Yeah, but I think to his point, he's talking about he wants somebody
like up and down.
He wants somebody who hit the peak and then went down and then came back.
Like, gotta come
like,
back.
Like Crocs. Lacoste, Crocs.
I'm trying to think of who hit the peak and then completely went down and then completely came back.
What about like New Balance? They're gonna make a resurgence.
They are.
They're coming back.
They got a bad rap as being the dad shoe, you know, for a long time. But now they kind of made a new rebranding.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like if you take shoes out because I think shoes are always gonna be up kinda and down secular. Or whatever. But like I'm trying to think about a clothing brand because like Tommy Hilfiger sticks out to me as like a brand that was like way up there. And then it still sells.
But I also think like some of it's hard with fashion because like Tommy Hilfiger, I think decided. Like, because they do, like, the Olympic uniforms and stuff.
Yeah.
They're high fashion now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they used to be, like, I used to wear Tommy Hilfiger quarter zips.
Mm.
That was, like, my Christmas sweater or whatever. I think they decided, like, we don't want to cater to the Colin Magnets of the world.
Yeah.
We want to be over in France, you know, at the high-end, like, fashion shows and stuff and sell all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So I think, like, they'd argue, like, our brand is better than ever. Sure. Just because we don't know about
it. Is this funny?
You know?
Is this funny seeing their name? Because I went and got a suit like a year ago or something and was like, all right, I'm going to buy like a decent one. Went to like menswear.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
House or whatever. And like go to pick one out. I don't care about the brand. I just want to make sure it fits good or whatever.
Yeah,
Tommy Hilfiger.
Right, like, and there you go.
It's like Tommy Hilfiger suit, man, and it costs.
But how often could you find Tommy Hilfiger and Dillard's and JCPenney's back in the day? Like, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Now you don't ever see it, but you go find a suit high end fashion.
Yeah.
So they got a new target audience. Like this is we're fading out of this. So we're gonna just shift over into this. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey. This is a great. I'm gonna throw this to the viewers. If you can think of a brand that has gone up and down, comment below. Also, there's plenty of these like brand names like Kleenex, Band-Aid, Tupperware. Comment those below that we forgot. Say some good ones that we haven't thought about.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Get some engagement.
Yeah. So if you hadn't watched the last episode, our new format is not a movie and a top five. We're gonna do either the movie last episode and then we're gonna do the top five this episode. So let's get into that right now, the top five. All righty, our top five this week is top five day ruiners. Now, I don't know how seriously you guys took that exact like title. it might be, I'm going to be pretty loosey-goosey with that one. It's not, it can be kind of whatever you
mean.
It's
a fun one.
Whatever you want, kind of want to mean. But something that happens, like, this needs to be fixed now or my day is, like, not going to be good.
Or this happens and my whole day is...
Exactly. Something like that.
Is off the rails.
So it could be more serious. It could be less serious.
Yeah.
So... There we go. Matt, you're going to go first.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Matt says.
So my number five, I went with conflict. So if you have a conflict with either a family member in your home or conflict with a coworker, and I'm talking like not like, you know, just a quick thing, but like there's actual like a problem happen and there's headbutting. To me, that has the potential to ruin my day because the rest of the day I'm thinking about it, what I could have done better, what they should have done better, how mad they made me, how I'm going to combat whatever happened, what tomorrow's going to be like. It's to me, I put that on there because it's on my mind the whole rest of the day, right? Or the during the day, the night, whatever it is. I'm thinking about it. I'm probably overthinking it. And yeah, that's just something that sets my day off the rails when it happens.
Not me. I can compartmentalize with the best of them. Put that in a box. Open that one back up later.
Yeah,
it doesn't really bother me a whole lot. I just like this next task.
Yeah,
100%. This is me. I agree 1,000%. If I get into an argument, like a heated argument with somebody,
yeah,
I will replay that in my mind.
Yeah.
Not for one day, for probably a week, at least minimum. Over and over.
I'll rerun it, but it's not gonna affect the next task or anything. Like it's not gonna ruin my day at all.
I'm still gonna function. It's not like I can't function, but like at night, if I'm laying in bed with nothing's going on, 100%. Absolutely.
I'm just doom scrolling, just like
absolutely. Yeah. Just over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I won't do it for a week, but I will that entirety of that day, maybe something in the next. I'm running all the scenarios in my head.
Do you ever come up with like a better comeback you could have had? And then you get home and you want to re-spark the argument you had just so you could tell her the point, like, dude, I had a banger that I should have told you earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
she's
the
like,
time.
Wait, I'm over that. And you're like, no, time out. We are not over this.
Yeah.
The jerk store called. It's running out of you. That's a Seinfeld reference. You guys get that one?
No, I didn't get that one.
That was just funny.
Well, it's exactly what that happens. Like, George Costanza gets in an argument and the other guy like owns him in the argument and he can't think of anything. He's driving home and he thinks of that and he drives back. He turns around and goes back to the guy and tells him. And then anyway, the guy has another comeback for him and gets him in. And he's loses. But
it's a show about nothing.
It's a show about nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my number five.
Nice. Right. Nice. That's a good one. That's for sure. I was trying to think more funny than that.
I was going to say, you're going deeper than I did.
That's for sure real.
I want to start. I'll get more light, but I want to be real.
You're real. That's real. Number five. My number five and four are similar. They both revolve around forgetting something. The first one, number five, forgetting your sunglasses.
Ooh.
Dude.
That sucks. And especially driving. Like, if we're driving and I don't have it, I like click the little thing and my sunglasses aren't in there. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me?
And remind, we kind of made you sunglass guys.
You weren't a sunglass guy.
I wasn't a sunglass guy. It wasn't you guys. You guys had an influence, but it was my optometrist. Told me I need to start wearing sunglasses.
I talked to him actually.
yeah. I golf with him.
No, you guys had an impact for sure. You guys say, why don't you wear sunglasses? It's because my parents don't wear sunglasses. And it's funny.
Yeah, your parents never
watch this, so I'm gonna roast them like I always do. Yeah. But like I'm like, I never wear sunglasses. And then one time we're at a baseball game, I look out on the outfield, both my parents are out there. They're both like this. Like looking out the sun, like
That's crazy.
It. That's why I don't wear sunglasses.
There you go.
That's why I never wear sunglasses. Dude,
and to any sunglass brands out there, we're not partial to any. So send us some. We'll talk about them
For sure. But they do say, make a good point, like where they have glasses. They both wear glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So like they just wore sunglasses.
Yeah, back in the day, like the pop-ons, like you look like a moron.
Those look goofy. They didn't want to buy prescription sunglasses. Yeah. Like, we're not outdoorsy, us Carsons, if you didn't know. We're not super outdoorsy anyway, so it's not really worth, you know,
buying the prescription sunglasses. I remember my dad did that when I was a kid, and it was a total game changer for him. And I remember like putting them on, like, these are just like glasses. Like, yeah, but they're tinted, dude.
Yeah.
It was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
About transition lenses. Remember those?
Yeah.
Those are dorky.
Don't say that, Scott. My father-in-law Scott has transition lenses.
Yeah, Scott can have them. But I have some nephews that have them, and I'm just like, I look at my brother-in-law. I'm like, dude, why do you want your kids to get beat up?
He's 100% right. There is an age of males. Usually, there's not a lot of women that have them. That you're like, ah, that's fine. That's on brand. But yeah, a 12-year-old wearing those or 10, you're like, bro.
Very practical. Also, though, bullying doesn't exist like it did back when we were kids. I feel
that's
like.
True.
So that doesn't is not a big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and you showed up at the same game and both forgot our sunglasses at the worst time ever. Yeah.
Dude, it's the worst. Like I have like small, like slight pigmentation in my eyes or whatever. Like, so my doctor's like, you always have to wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I didn't move until I moved here. He told me that. I'm like, yeah, my whole life has sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I almost never forget my sunglasses. In fact, I have like 8 pairs of sunglasses.
Yeah.
If I can't find that one, I'll just grab this one. Let's go.
Sure.
Except for like a cloudy day or it's overcast or something. You leave the house and you don't even think about it because it's not, you're not like walking.
Not really sunny.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then it burns off and you're like, oh no.
Yeah. Dude,
this is the worst.
You become weak now. That's the thing. I never really thought about sunglasses before I started wearing them. But now when that I wear them, I gotta have them.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's part of the fit.
So now my eyes are like,
oh yeah.
I can't
it's
see
terrible,
anything.
Dude.
I'll walk them even if I'm like, cause I got like a 3-minute walk into work or whatever, like outside. And I'll even bring them with me when I walk outside because I'm like, that's a long walk, dude.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Ain't no shame in that.
Yeah. So that's it. My number 5.
Sunglasses.
Forgetting your sunglasses.
One. I can jive with that one. All right. My number 5 is when your keys aren't where you put them. This is specific because if like my wife will drive my car, I will either keep my keys in my car almost all the time. Or if I park at home, if I decide to bring them, or I put them in my pocket or whatever, I come in, I put them on the hook.
Yep.
I'm not really OCD about a whole lot other than like, I know my keys are in my car and they're on that hook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up the next morning I got to go to, you know, high school weights or whatever. It's like 5:30.
Yep.
I'm like trying to be quiet, get in my car, it's not won't there. Turn on.
Yeah.
Like, go to the hook.
It must be on the hook.
Not there. Now I'm like, an instant rage comes over me. And it shouldn't matter because now my wife should feel bad because she's inconvenienced that I have to wake her up to ask her where the keys are.
Mm.
But I mean, it's like that should be the end of it. Like, oh, it's her fault, not my fault. It's all good. I'm just like, I'm fuming, dude. I'm not a very patient person. I'm just like, dude, just do whatever you want with your keys, dude. Do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Put my keys right here. And she's always, of course, it's always like, they're in my purse. Where's your purse? Your purse has 17 compartments in it.
Yeah.
It's in the front. The front of your purse has 4 compartments. Woman, you are testing my patience at 5:35 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a day ruiner for me, dude.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. But my wife will get mad at me because she'll say something's in her purse and then I just bring her entire purse into her. I'm like, here's this. And she's like, you don't have to bring the whole thing. I just, you know.
Oh.
It's right here. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. No, I didn't do that.
I like that, but that's a good move. It's the same thing.
Try
as
that
like,
one. They won't like
if
it,
you're, if you leave
it.
Somewhere and like, it's just something else. You're like in the car, everyone's in the car. Like, oh, we didn't grab the cups or what, you know, for the kids or like, where are they? They're in the house. Well, no shit. Where in the house? What room in the house would I start my search?
Yeah.
I hate that one, dude.
I will put my keys in the same place. There's every once in a while I won't put them in there, and it's generally my fault, not anybody else's. But it's always a horrible feeling when I go to get my car and I hit the button and nothing. And you're like, crap. And instantly I'm like,
this is fantastic. I'm thirding it. I know you agreed. I agree 100%. It's not just keys though. Show it's literally it's many different things.
Yeah, you're OCD about it.
If I have a specific like because I can't remember. Right, like that's one piece of like of me. Like I can't if it's not there, I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
like so it has to be there. So like don't move it. Like you know what I mean? Like
100%.
So it's not just that. It's like keys. I put my keys in the same spot. Wallet in the same spot. I put like my water bottle in the same spot. So like I need some water. It's not there. right? It's not my wife, but some kid, one of my kids yeah. had taken it. It could be literally anywhere.
Yeah.
And he gets so angry. Yeah. I hate looking for things.
Yeah.
And I put things back specifically so I don't have to look for them. I know where they are. And when they're not there, it's really frustrating.
I will say this is unfair because I am putting this one on the war chief. Like, she's the only one that moves my
for
keys
the keys,
like that.
At least, yeah.
I am bad at losing just about everything else in life. And it's always my, like, I know, like, this is a me thing.
Yeah.
I don't get mad about pretty much anything else. Mm-hmm. The keys, though, is like,
yeah.
DEFCON 5.
Because the keys is like, it's crunch time. When you need the keys, you have to go right now. There's no other,
bro.
Because you don't look for your keys until you're walking out the door. Like, other stuff, you might prep it. You might give yourself some time ahead of time to like make sure you have everything.
Yep.
But not the keys ever.
No.
The keys is the last thing. Thought. The last thing. So then
the other
like,
day,
it's time to go.
100%. Actually, this happened to me last week. I just took the other car. She took it. Dang. All the car seats, everything. I'm driving this car now.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, when are you going to be home? Like, I'll be home around 9:30. Well, we had this plan. Like, okay, well, I couldn't find the keys. So I took this car because this was important to me.
Yeah.
So I left. And, it wasn't a huge thing.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I didn't want to wake you up. So I just took your car.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good one, man.
That's my number 5.
I'm with that one.
Lost keys.
I'm with that one.
There we go.
Number four,
cardiac arrest.
that does ruin your day.
My number four, probably on your guys' list too, but if you ever break your phone and it's like you can't use it anymore, like it's just like dead, like drop it in water, do something. You realize like how dependent you are on your phone for everything. Because
dude,
it's like
pooping without your phone?
Yeah. And
that might be a day. Put that on honorable mention.
That's horrible. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
terrible.
And yeah. and I wanted to put like missing or whatever too, but I'm just talking about like you don't have it with you, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And maybe you lost it somewhere else. But it's just like it's funny. Like I live like 5 minutes away from my work, so it's not like I'm driving crazy amounts like you are. You know,
yeah.
like doing what you're doing without a phone, that would suck.
That'd be terrible.
Raw dogging it.
Yeah.
Raw dogging it.
Yeah. But it's just like. You think about all the 50 things like you gotta. You're like, oh, I need to check to see if like one of the parents responded to something. Oh, I gotta check like this. I gotta check to see this email. I can't do any of that because I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
And it's just that.
Okay, I have a question for you because of this.
Okay,
I agree with you. It's a day ruiner. It's not on my list, but I'm with you. Would you guys be down to go back before cell phones were invented? We're like, it's not only you that doesn't have your cell phone.
Like, everyone doesn't.
Everyone doesn't have a cell phone. Would you prefer that, or would you prefer to have your phone?
Ooh. That's tough, dude. I don't know. Because we as society are so reliant on them. It'd be really difficult to, like, think of, like, not doing that. So, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think I'd be team, let's go back.
Let's go back.
Let's go back to the Stone Age.
It's so convenient for so many things.
I know. I don't think I could go back.
Like, think about your job. Yeah. If you didn't have a phone, how would you do your job?
It's funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
When I sold beer for a while, one of the guys he was like a manager with me, and he sold beer for, 30 years or whatever. He told me he used to have to keep a ledger. He'd handwritten ledger of all the, the cases of beer he sold or whatever. And then before he left, he would use the landline at the liquor store to call in his order to the office. Like, hey, I need 2 cases of Miller Lite. I need 2 cases of the 30 packs.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Okay, so this, that, that, that. And he's like, and then you get back and you have to balance it all. And then sometimes your math sucks and now you're down to 12 pack, whatever. It's like you could do it. I think everything would move way slower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it'd be like, again, I say that when I said, dude, pooping without a phone is the worst.
Yeah.
But I think if everyone didn't have it,
yeah,
I would enjoy life more.
And if you didn't know it existed also.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, you get the minute.
Oh, tomorrow. Cell phones, oh. Tomorrow cell phones don't work. Like, we all know cell phones. We just no longer know when cell phones work.
Man, I could definitely navigate through it. I would long for a time having them back instead.
Yeah.
Because I'm like really relying on like GPS.
I think people would have hella TVs. Like, you put a TV in your bathroom. You're not
everywhere.
Used, yeah, you're just like.
Hey,
yeah.
There would be some Gen X or Z, whatever we're at.
Gen Z.
Sorry, Gen X is
older. Older than us.
I went older. Mm-hmm. With the Z's, there would be some of them that probably have some like severe depression and anxiety.
Yeah, 100%.
Other things.
It'd be good for them.
Yeah. Maybe.
Eventually.
Saying that though, we would have to shut down our channel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, podcast. You don't. You can get your podcast on
a YouTube.
No,
to go to the internet.
They don't. That's the phones are. You look at the analytics.
Well, I'm just telling you. Like, we could still do. You could still podcast. Could still exist.
But you have to go to your desktop.
Yeah.
They would probably. The popular podcast would fall off so fast.
For sure.
Yeah.
But. That's what you're saying, though. That's what you're saying.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
We would just go back to talking about this type of stuff in our cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. That's a good one. I tend to that is like breaking your phone screen.
Yeah.
That ruins my whole day. And every time I look at it, I get reminded. I'm like,
yeah.
It's so frustrating. Breaking your screen is broken.
Hey, camera.
Yeah. Screen. Camera lens.
Hey, on that note, how tight is it when you have like your like glass on it and you break it, you drop it, and you're like, then you peel the glass off and it's like
perfect.
Only the glass, you're like tight.
Yeah.
Or
saved it.
Or when you drop it and it's face down and you're like, oh God. And you're like,
yeah.
Nothing.
Dodge the bullet.
Nice.
Yep.
That's a good feeling.
Nice. Yep.
That's we missed that one then. Satisfactory.
That's true. Things. Yeah.
Dropping your phone and it's not broken.
That's a good one.
Okay. My All number right. four is another forgetting one. This is forgetting your headphones. I use my headphones every single day. Every single day at work, I do a lot of like work or just like computer stuff. And there's times where it's even worse. So say you're doing like you're mowing the lawn. Like I used to like when I was laid off back years ago, I laid off and I mowed lawns. If I forgot my headphones, I stopped, turned around, and got them. There's no way I'm doing that job without headphones.
Yeah,
dude. When I mow the lawn at church, I've done that. I've like got there. I'm like.
Go back home.
Yes. Go back home and get my headphones.
Yes.
I'm with you there.
Dude, I have one of my buddies, though. Good friend of mine. Mows lawns. Mows like for like, he did tons of lawns like his whole life. He's like one of his things he's done for making money. Doesn't use headphones. He has like noise canceling, like earmuffs, like noise air protection.
Just thinks.
He just thinks.
Just thinks.
In his thoughts. I'm like,
raw dogging it.
I'm like, that's wild, but hey, rare teeth.
I've done that too. And there's been some times I've done that like when I've been doing yard work and I'll specifically not get my headphones. Like, let's just get back to the basics.
Mm.
It is pretty nice. But the next time I go out, I'm for sure find them headphones.
Dude, if I reach in my bag and they're not there, I'm like,
the gym is the worst. If you're walking into the gym and you don't have your headphones, messes everything up.
So,
and then you got to listen to the radio, like on the speakers at the gym, and you're like, no.
Yeah, and
I don't want to listen.
Again,
to
this is more examples of us being like connected, like having to be plugged in, having to have like constant entertainment.
Yeah,
and I'll admit it. I'll admit that that's the case. I'm not gonna sit here and say it's good, but it's for sure the case, and it ruins my day when I don't have my headphones. So.
I'm with you.
Number four.
I'm with you there.
Forgetting your headphones.
Those are all right. My number four is waking up with a crick in your neck. You guys ever do that?
Oh, God.
You can't turn left or just like kind of, it's like all this there all day. It hurts when you turn right or left.
Yeah.
Crick in your neck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
I haven't had that too often, but I can imagine. Yeah, for sure. I can imagine like similar, like I wake up with a sore throat. I happen to be where I'm with a sore throat. I'm like, all day now, like I'm gonna have to like take medicine or this.
Yep.
Same kind of idea.
Probably three or four times a year, I'll have a bad crick, and it's just like, dude, I'm like trying to, like everything hurts, and you're like,
it's
what
the
is
worst,
this, man?
It sucks.
This didn't happen to me when I was 20.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Feel that. Yeah. So number four, crick in your
neck. That was a good one, Matt.
Three.
Numero tres.
So my number three, pretty common, or not common.
Stroke.
Understandable. Why is all my medical, dude?
Which is like your first. When your car won't start.
That's what it is. That's what it is. When you wake up and your car doesn't start. Because like instantly you're just
that does suck.
Yes.
Dude, what do I do? I don't know what to do.
Any car trouble at all.
Yeah.
Any kind of thing where your car is not working and you have to like get it fixed or like something like about your vehicle is like we all have two vehicles, like, and if one of them's not down, not working, it's a huge inconvenience.
Yeah.
You have to rearrange everything.
Yep.
Yeah, because there's this like
I'm not, dude. Mine's a work vehicle. If it's not, I'm not going to work, dude. I'm not putting 400 miles on my car. I'm not doing all the car shit. No, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not working today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just crazy because you're like, I don't know if you can work from home or whatever, but even if you can work from home, it's still like, okay, well, I still have to solve this problem on my car. It's not like
sometime. Yeah.
It's not something I can just like put off. You know, it's not my screen door or something isn't working right. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'll just figure that out later. It's like, I have to figure this out now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to figure out how to get it somewhere. Does it need towed? Does somebody need to come here? Is it a battery? It's like, you don't. Yeah, the whole everything off the office.
You brought up working from home.
Yeah,
like I can work from home, but I can't work from home.
Yeah,
yeah. You're allowed to work from home from your job.
Yeah,
but I cannot get any work done at home. And I 100% agree with what you're saying,
dude. Yes. My wife, she's like, I'm like, hey, I'm just gonna go to a coffee shop, do this or that, or go to my parents' house around the corner, bang out some work for a couple hours. She's like, well, just stay here. Like, what? I'm like, we've tried this. And I love that she wants me around.
Yeah.
I love it. Babe, I'm going to do anything but work.
Yes. Because you're home. So dad's home. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing that it's crazy to me. Like, even if I'm working, it's like, well, I'm working. It's like, no. It feels like you're still available to do anything that needs to happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
yeah. So now, I take a lot of calls from home.
Sure,
I'll be back early or I'll leave late or whatever. And like the kids, I'm like, hey guys, I got a work call.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you see it now, like they play like house or whatever.
Yeah,
like everyone quiet. I have a call coming in. Pretend, you know.
Yeah,
but like I'll like very often just go outside
for sure
because I don't need any of the chaos. But outside of like taking a call, like if I just sit down, I need 2 hours to do XYZ, it's not good.
But the calls differ because it's a forced thing. You can't not do it.
Exactly.
Right? It's a 100%, like it has to be done and there's no option not to do it. Whereas the other situation, it's self-motivating to get the work done. I could not do this work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could put it off, you know?
Right.
So you end up doing putting it out. Yeah, yes. Great. That's
No, the working from home is impossible with kids or it's anybody. Yeah.
But even
house.
If you don't have kids, though, I think even if my kids are not there and I go home, I'm still probably 80% less productive.
No, for sure. The environment of the distractions available, the options that you have, all that absolutely makes a difference. For sure.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. So that was your number four, which is
my
car's not three.
Three. Car's not starting.
Mine is another. Mine is actually a car thing. Mine is locking your keys in your car. That sucks. That is a day ruiner. Like, because a lot of times, it's for now, you don't, with the push to start, you don't really have that problem anymore. They don't really let you a lot of times lock your keys in your car. But back in college, back in my other vehicles that I've had, it's like one time it was at my daughter's practice, Kindle's practice, in a freaking field, soccer field.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, we only had one key because it was a car I bought used. We only had one key.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm sitting here fishing with getting the friggin' thing or whatever. Yeah. Or sometimes it's the middle of night, like, we got to leave it there because I can't be out of time to do it right now. We have to leave the car there.
You got to go home.
You go back there tomorrow.
I'm with you.
I had to break the window out of my own car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hit the remote. It's my wife's old car and it had some malfunction on it that. If it was supposed to be a smart, but if you had the keys in it, it would still lock. I remote started the car, had the keys sitting on my seat, got my little one in, but got her buckled in, and the door got shut. But her car did stupid stuff or whatever, like it would lock, it would just lock. So it locked the keys in the car.
While it was running?
Yeah, on remote start.
At least it was running.
Yeah, no, it was on, AC was on and everything, but the remote start ends after 15 minutes. Yeah, so I get her in there and then I go back to, the other kids are getting in and stuff. And actually, I think I had the door open because I knew that it locked. And I think one of our kids like walked by it and shut it. And then, so then we didn't have a spare for it because it was like a used car that we got.
Yeah.
And then, so I had that moment of panic, like a couple, like it was like a minute afterwards, everybody else is getting in and it's like locked. They're like, Dad, it's locked. I'm like, oh my God, dude. And I'm like, this turns off after 15 minutes. And it was like in the middle of summer. So we're calling a locksmith. Locksmith's like, hey, we're like 30 minutes away, whatever. And I'm like,
screw it.
We don't have that time. I'm trying to do all the tricks and stuff and get it still on. And then when it goes to shut off, I'm like, I don't have that time, dude. That broke out the window. And,
dang.
Yeah.
Which window did you break out?
I Googled it. I'm like, what's the least cheapest, expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the back passenger side.
We did that. My buddy, he locked his key in his car one time, and he had the old like O.J. Simpson Bronco, and we locked his keys in his car, and we broke out the little triangle window that you would like pop open, you know, to get air vent.
Yeah.
We're like, well, we were freshmen in high school. Like, well, that's going to be the cheapest one, right?
Yeah.
Turns out the most expensive one because it had all these weird cuts and everything else.
Yeah.
His dad was so pissed at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that window was installs like $360.
It sucks. Yes. Dude, to your point though, of like in college and stuff, I used to drive when I was working in Albuquerque. I used to like drive like little four banger Toyota Tacoma. I locked my keys in that car all the time.
Yeah.
I broke in a lot of people's cars for them.
Yeah.
Like I see someone.
Did you get good at it?
I got so good at it. I unscrew the antenna.
Uh-huh.
So you have that long antenna.
Yeah.
And just wedge it in, do it. Or I could do it with a coat hanger too. Yeah. I was salty at unlocking cars. Like I was Mr. Unlock Keys. Like I just, I was like looking. I'd see some guy like trying to fish. I'm like, I'd go over, hey, brother, let me help you out.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Dude.
But you can't do that anymore because we locked our car when I was in high school or in college. We drove my buddy's like Tahoe, his parents' Tahoe down on the beach, and we tried to unlock it, and it was like the smart lock. So I would unlock it and it just locked right away. And his parents had to drive like 2.5 hours to the lake to unlock the car on the beach. It was bad.
Okay. That's it for sure. You leave your car stuck, your keys stuck in your car, that your day is ruined most of the time.
Agreed.
Unless you have some way to unlock it quickly, you know, some kind of function that you can do that. But if you don't, if you have an old school car, you got to call Colin.
Call me, brother. I got you.
He'll break it for you. That's my number three.
All right. My number three is a small cut on your fingers or something where you're all constantly touching it.
Ooh.
So like it's like somewhere on one of your pads of your fingers where you're all and you try not to because it hurts and then everything's just worse.
Yeah.
Everything just sucks more.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it, dude.
Because you're like washing your hands or you touch something like salty.
Like slightly larger than a paper cut. Like something a little larger than a paper cut.
You know what made me think of that when you said because that's bad as a canker sore in your lip.
Mm. Yep. That's another one. That's another one. Yeah.
Dude. And those take forever.
And your tongue just is so curious. You just constantly rubbing it. Dude.
Curious. So curious. Yeah. Those little, it's like a slight, it's not super bad. It's really like, it's not a terrible, terrible pain.
Yeah.
It's that constant, like nagging all day long, nagging pain. Yes. Yes,
dude. Yeah.
Dude, or you forget, you know, you're working on your computer, you forget and you go grab something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Why did I not know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take like cuts or anything anyway. Yeah. I mean, I had those on my knees or whatever from that motorcycle wreck.
Oh, motorcycle wreck. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are ones like rubbing on my pants, like all like any movement I had, like all day long, dude.
You're like asking your boss if you could wear shorts for the next week.
I thought about it. I was like, dude, I got to wear some gym shorts.
You have the zipper ones? You just zipper them down.
There you go.
You get to your desk.
Can I tell you a story about an intern we had one time?
Please tell me.
So my boss, me and him are good friends, and he's like, dude, I have to have a conversation today. I never thought I'd have to have with somebody. I'm like, what? He's like, so he came to me and was like, I had to tell him, like, we have a strict dress code. Interns are supposed to follow it, but he's wearing like shorts every day. So I had to tell him like, hey, dude, you can't wear, you have to wear pants or whatever. He's like, he told him, well, these are actually the zip-aways, so is it cool if I still wear these, but then I just zip back on the pant leg to him? And he's like, as long as they're pants, dude, I don't care. Just wear pants.
That's nice, dude.
Just wear pants.
Very fashion forward of that intern.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Dude, it's new, something new, I would generation, never, dude.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
My boss, like, so can I just zip my pants back on? I'm 5 minutes away from making these pants. Is that okay?
Is that cool with you? I'm gonna be at my desk for the next 4 hours. Is it cool if I just let some breeze in?
And he's like, I can go home and get the two pieces and come back. He's like, no, dude, just
starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow. Yeah.
He's gonna go home and zip them.
Oh, dude.
That's good. All right. That's Colin number
three. Yes, my number three.
You had number two, Matt.
Sorry,
yeah.
I was thinking of the breakaway pants.
Breakaway pants.
All right, so my number two, power outages. And those are worse because that's, again, it's another like dependency that we all are on and we don't realize like it's such a part of our lives until it's out. Is the minute the power goes out, and it's always like 2 a.m, you know, it's like, everybody in our house is up because everybody sleeps with sound machines.
Mm.
We're like all like light sleepers and stuff.
Night lights.
Sound machines, night lights, fans, the whole nine. Like that goes out. It's quiet. Nobody can sleep good.
Yeah, dude. For that reason, we were very reliant on the sound machine when Reese came home from the hospital. And then all the next kids, we would do it.
Yeah.
And I just, one time, I don't know if it was about, but we didn't have it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like the night of hell.
Mm-hmm.
I took everyone's sound machines, night lights, everyone sleeps pitch black now.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with this.
Mm.
And that sucked for like a week, but now it's like, okay, this is.
Yeah. Fine. We got hooked on, I don't know when I got hooked on them because I didn't grow up sleeping with them, but now I do.
Bro, box fans, at college is box fans.
Like, yeah.
You move in, the guy's like, hey, I sleep with the fan on. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't. Okay, so how are we gonna figure this one out? Like, who's bigger here?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, it's your garage. The garage is, I mean, it's like everything, and you're like,
yes,
dude.
I agree with you so much that in fact is my number two. Power outages,
same
ruiners. And I have you said the garage. This is perfect segue because my story is the garage.
Yeah. I heard about this.
So this happened to me.
Yeah, so we came
last
home.
Week.
Yeah, we came home for basketball game. The power's out, and I'm like, we can't get in the house. I this realization, like we can't get in the house. Locked. All the doors are locked. My studio door. All of my thing, my garage does not have a handle. There's no handle.
Well, even on the outside, it's locked.
Exactly. Yeah. But a lot of older garages have like a key, and you can turn the handle and unlock it from the outside. Mine, there's no handle. There's nothing.
Mine isn't, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're locked out of our house, and like our keys. The keys to this house are ridiculous, right? The keys to the key to that door and the key to the garage door are the same. The handles, but it's a different key for the deadbolt.
Yep.
It's a different key for that one. And we didn't have, like, again, when do you need your house key?
No, I never.
When have you ever needed your front door house key? Ever? Yeah. Like, never. You know, and we just didn't, it was in the house. And I was like, we're freaking locked out. Are you kidding? And I was so upset. Obviously, the lights are already off. It was like, it's raining, all this other stuff. And it's always at night. For whatever reason, the power goes off at one time, only at night.
Yeah.
It never goes off during the day.
Yeah.
Never.
Never 9 a.m. when you're at work. And you're like, cool, dude, take 8
hours.
Yeah,
take 8 hours. Take it out. Never. And also, like, one of the things that you always take it for granted is, like, I don't know, the sun. You know what I mean? You can't see anything in your house.
Like,
everywhere you go, you have, like, a flashlight.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, let me go grab this. Lit.
Yes, and you're still hitting the switches.
You're still hitting the switches.
Every time you hit the switch. Every single room you go into, you hit that switch. Every single one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Power. Can I tell you, dude? Teresa told me the story that happened to you guys.
Yeah.
The next day, I got my house key.
Yep.
My in-laws' house key, my parents' house key, and my sister. I went to the store.
Yeah.
And same thing. Like, we have like the same screwy, like, this is a different handle lock than the, I just was like, all right, our front door is one lock.
Yes.
I just made five keys and I gave five keys to everyone. We put one on each keychain.
Yep.
So now I have a key to everyone's house.
Yep.
Everyone has all the same keys.
Yep.
And we're good.
Same thing. Yeah. Same
because
thing.
I was just like, dude, that's going to happen to us.
Like, we're not happening. That's not happening again. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, we are getting all the keys. We're putting the key, make sure to know the keys, the doors, putting the keys in the car.
The week after it happened to you, it happened to us.
Really?
Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
The power went out. That happened.
I heard about that and I was like, well, he didn't learn. He didn't learn.
What? Yeah. Because we do have our key. We have them on our thing.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, we'll lock the front door, the front screen door.
The glass door.
The glass door. And I don't know where the damn key is for that thing, man. And it's like that stupid thing. And we go up and we're like, please be unlocked. Please be unlocked. Please be unlocked. Locked. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah. And then our back screen door has a latch on it. Like, we could have cut through the screen to get to it. But I'm like,
we'll just wait.
Go to somebody's house. So, yeah, we went to our parents' house and then we're just
waiting. That's
what we did. Evergy?
Evergy? No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
For sure. That's, dude. That's, that, again, but even if you don't get locked out of your house, if you're in your house, it still sucks.
Yeah,
the light, the not having the power.
And it's like, don't open the fridge. Don't open it.
Yeah. Oh, dude. We started.
Everybody freaks.
We started like bad storms come.
Yeah,
Teresa and I make sure our cell phones are charged.
Yep, that's what I see. If I see that, I'm like, charge the power bricks, charge your phone, get everything locked.
Yep,
yeah.
So anyway,
that's about all the prep I'm doing.
Your two, my two, power Love outages.
It. Not my two.
Day ruiners. What's your two?
AIDS.
That was great. That was great timing, man.
Yep.
That'll ruin your day.
That'll ruin a lot of things.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. So HIV.
So anyways, my number two is spilling coffee on yourself on the way to work.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I mean, because there's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. You just gotta wear it. Everyone's going to ask, like, oh, did you spill coffee? No, I'm just wearing a dirty shirt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude. I'm sorry. Like, so much so, I used to wear a suit and tie everywhere. I would literally be driving to work like this.
Yeah.
Because I just knew, like, it's going to get me, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to get me.
Yeah.
So, it's just.
Do people actually ask?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When you're wearing, like, a tie, a suit and tie, and you got.
Suit and tie.
Like, now I wear scrubs. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's noticeable. Yeah, they ask. I've asked. I've been asked. Yeah.
What happened? Or, like, what happened there? Like, what? Hit a bump. Come on. My day already sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I got to talk in front of eight people with this on me? Yeah. Like, come on, dude.
I like spilling coffee on, like, important papers or, like, a notebook or something like that. Like, somebody handed me this notebook for work the other day. It's got, like, information and stuff in it. That's good. And I'm, like, flipping through it. And it's, like, coffee stains. I was like, oh, you can tell this thing's been used.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You can tell us somebody's been using this one.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spilling coffee, dude.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. On to number ones.
It also hurts, too.
That's true.
Like, that's the other part.
Yeah.
Dude, I will say I've spilled, like, the lid pops off at, like, a Casey's. And that, like, I'm wearing, like, black scrubs. But I'm just,
yeah.
It's like all up in your crotch. Yeah. This is terrible.
Yeah. You can't be like the McDonald's lady.
Who's from New Mexico, unfortunately.
She was?
Really? Yeah. Found that out. We don't claim her.
The coffee is hot.
Yeah.
Yes, the coffee
She's
is
got
hot.
Like third degree burns and stuff. I actually did like a business case on that.
Interesting.
For school. And they actually changed like the whole industry standard of what you can keep your coffee at or whatever because it was like super unnecessary
to be that hot.
And I want to say it was at like 160 degrees or something crazy. And they're just like, they set a standard where it's like max is like 120 or something. Like,
bro, my dad, I remember when they like changed it up, my dad was pissed because the coffee wasn't hot enough.
Yeah.
He's the guy who like, when he's about to leave, he'll go nuke it for a minute before he.
Yeah.
Like, dude. I want to enjoy my coffee on the way to where I'm going.
Yeah.
Not sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
If you like that, have you heard of burnout mugs?
Is it like the one that keeps it?
So
like
it's the opposite of that. You put it in there and it's immediately drinkable.
Oh, that's what I want.
It immediately makes it drinkable. My wife's a big coffee drinker.
Can you tune it to how drinkable though?
It's not tunable. It is what it is, but it's a thermos and a mug. And you put it in there, it's immediately. Like it keeps it, it immediately makes it the temperature that you want to drink it, essentially.
I've seen mugs, they have that you can dial it to it, like it'll keep it hot.
Yes.
And I want to buy one for my wife because she will drink the same cup of coffee for 4 hours just because she's always doing kids and everything.
Yeah.
Like she'll microwave that thing like eight times and I'll come home and it's still half full yeah. from this morning when I left.
But this keeps it hot as well. It's like encased. So it keeps it, it gets it immediately.
It makes it good. And then
and it keeps it there.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. I'm about to check that out.
It's pretty interesting.
Because
my wife loves it.
I got to give a good like 15 minute cool down or 10 minute cool down for a coffee before I can drink. I don't put it in mugs for that case because like I want to drink it right away. Mm-hmm. But I got to wait because I don't.
Oh, dude, my dad roasts me when I'm getting coffee at his house. We're going golfing or something.
Yeah.
I'll fill up and I'll put like 3 ice cubes in.
Me too. Yeah.
What? What are you? I'm like, I'm drinking this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So am I.
And I'll watch people pour it, and it's always older people. I'll watch people pour it, and just instantly, I'm like,
their taste buds have already gone.
I'm like, my God, yeah, can you taste anything?
They've been smoking cigarettes for 20 years, dude. They don't care.
I'm like, this is an animal here. Like, Lord. Sure.
So burnout. If you want to sponsor us, let us know.
I would be down to that. That's awesome.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
Number one.
You're number one.
All right. My number one is kids being sick. Because that's another, your car doesn't start. It is like your whole entire day is altered. And it might be different for you a little bit.
Yeah.
As your home situation.
It doesn't, but yeah, it sucks. But I'm like, hey, babe, have fun with this one.
Our home situation, me and my wife both work. And it is immediately, and it's usually like if it's like during the night, we got a little bit of time to like foresee like what's going on. But if, you know, middle of the night throwing up, is an instant like, okay,
yeah,
somebody's
cleaning up puke at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you guys, how do you guys decide who misses work? Like whose job is more important that day?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
You do rock, paper? We do who has the more meetings and who has like a more important day.
Yeah.
So I go through like,
that makes sense.
Hey, it's a Tuesday. It's a lighter day for me.
I got nothing. Yeah.
I got nothing on a docket. Or she's like, hey, I got a board meeting and I got this and this.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm like, all right, tight. So we just talk it over. But yeah, it goes back and forth, but that it's just like instant. Like
I will say my wife being sick is my day ruiner. Cause now I gotta like, there's nothing. I gotta stay home.
Yeah.
Cause she can't take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be my equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I just, man, the minute you see a kid throw up, you're like, oh my God.
I 100% agree. Even if you don't, like, even if their kids being sick, even if not had that surgery, it still sucks.
Yeah.
But like, again, we homeschool now. So, like, that used to be a major problem, but now it's not because he homeschooled.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the same kind of thing where, like, yeah, but for sure, when they were at school and there's a day, like, because my wife doesn't work every single day, but she works, like, 2 days a week. If they were sick on the day where she worked and I worked, it sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to sacrifice. Somebody's got to rearrange their schedule. Somebody's got to cancel meetings or move them around.
Also, though, dude, the excuse of, my kid is sick, I have to stay home from work is a pretty like foolproof.
Yeah.
What's anyone gonna say?
And nobody's ever like, oh, you're lying or like,
yeah.
Well, agreed. It's weak.
Like, but you still don't want to, like, you still don't want to do it. Like, you don't like love,
no.
You know, like, you don't be like, for me at least, I don't like being the guy who misses work ever. Like, even have a great reason, I still don't like it. You know what I mean?
No, like, I'm with you. I don't like missing work.
The other one that sucks too with kids being sick and is ruining your day, but it's like, even if it's like weekend and it's like, we got a big day planned here. Mm-hmm. We got like a tournament. We got this and this. We're going to Uncle Steve's house. We're doing all this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and then you got one or two kids throwing up. You're like, okay, those are all out the window.
All out the window. Yeah.
All out the window.
My day sucks now, dude.
Yeah,
I know.
We missed Thanksgiving at family's houses and stuff because that happens on that day. And it's
that's because they didn't let you come.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a different story.
Our family, a little bit different with the.
Our family's opposite, dude. Like my wife and her sisters.
Yeah.
Just bring them.
I think most people would be like, it's fine. We're fine. We want to see you.
Yeah. But my brother-in-law Lupe, he's not like us. Dude, quarantine.
Okay.
I'll stay home. Why is your kid here sick? Like, keep your kid, keep your germs over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I kind of get him, but I'm also like, dude, I'm like, if it's someone else's kid, I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And my kids are sick. I'm like, hey, before we get out of the car, guys, nobody is sick. Yeah. Don't say anything.
I know.
You debrief them.
That's
dude.
So funny. They come in, I'm sick. I have strep throat. Or
I'm coughing. Like, no, she's not. No, she's not.
Yeah. I threw up in the car before I walked in here.
Just in case we have to leave quickly. Where's the turkey? Where's the gravy?
Yeah.
It depends. Like, if it's somebody I see all the time, maybe it's different. But, like, maybe we're going to see people that we haven't seen for a long time. You know, maybe it's like a big event. Like, I don't know. We're just going to power through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know.
So, anyway, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I like it.
My number one is not like the worst thing, but for me, and I hope other people can like relate to me. My number one is missing trash day. I hate it.
You know how much I hate trash day? I text him. Like if I'm going, I'm like, hey, yeah. bro, your trash cans aren't out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it or whatever. I'm like, okay, I want someone to let me know, like, yo, your trash is not out.
Cause yes.
I've literally ran out in my chonies, bro.
Uh-huh.
I hear the guy, oh, like, no. July 4th.
July 4th, like, they came a day yeah, early.
Everyone's thinking, like, nobody knows that. Saturday. So I'm like, I tell my wife, I'm like, oh, I'll get it when I get back from mowing the lawn, from the church, whatever. Yada. I hear, beep.
Yeah.
I'm out there in my underwear, bro.
Yeah.
And this guy, I'm like, hey, wait up. And he's like, I got you.
Yeah.
Pulling both my trash cans.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, this
was that. Didn't they come earlier? They come on.
No,
before.
They came on. These last two at power outage and this one, they're on my mind because they both just happened to me.
Yeah.
So on the 4th, since when? On a holiday, yeah. an actual federal holiday, are they picking up normally?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Go yeah. celebrate, brother.
Yeah. I'm like,
you should
like,
be four coronas deep right
because,
now.
Because again, like I on Thursday night, I'm like getting my trash, like always. And Chelsea's like, tomorrow's 4th of July. I'm like, oh yeah. You know? So it was nothing I forgot. I was like, I didn't intentionally do it.
Come like in the next day, like they'll push off overtime. Come
yes. Yeah. And I'm like, and I look open the next day and I see all the trash cans, lids open. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. I was so upset. And again, like,
I hate it,
I don't know why, but I just hate yeah. when it piles up. I hate when it's like,
nope,
it smells it. And all that stuff. It's like, it's not a huge deal, but like for me, I hate
no, it.
And
sucks.
It every time that, when that happens, wild. It ruins.
Yeah, like Thanksgiving or something hits and it's like, hey, we'll see you in like a week and a half. And you're just yeah, like, yeah, I don't know when you're coming, what? Dude. It's
yes.
like on a Thursday, but we're not going to be here Friday. And
yes.
yeah.
maybe we'll be there Wednesday, but it's Saturday. Because and he's like, I'm just going to put it out here all week and just walk out here.
Exactly.
Because I don't know when
I've done that in the past. I put it out every single day because I don't know what it is. I'm not missing it.
There was a period in our neighborhood where like they just didn't come forever, dude. Yeah. And like we all of
stacked
our stuff
up,
was out
bro.
For like 5 days.
Yeah.
And the...
Because usually they like it's even if it's on that week, they'll push it all day. They'll probably push every single one back a week. So say it's like Christmas is on like Monday, like and your normal pickup is Friday. They're going to push every single one back a week.
Right.
So I'm assuming the day it's on the day, trash day is the 4th of July.
I love how
like,
twisted
what?
You are about this, dude.
Dude, yeah.
I agree
yeah.
with you, but
it's
yeah.
crazy.
I've tracked a guy down
it was
before.
So upset.
I came back home and like I saw the trash guy.
Yeah.
And like my cul-de-sac has already been hit. I've drove him up to him like, hey, bro, can you do me a solid and swing back around?
Yeah.
And he's always like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's another like satisfying thing.
Yes.
Is like throwing the first bag in an empty cart or just pull as having the empty cart.
Well, I have the opposite.
General.
When I have tons of trash and it's gone, that's satisfying
okay.
to me.
Like when
I
pick it up,
when I put a bunch yeah. of stuff out there, I come back,
yeah.
it's all gone.
Yeah.
I can
that
roll it in.
A great satisfier,
yeah.
dude.
So anyway, it's not a big deal for some, you know, really a big deal. But for me, I am very upset when I miss trash day.
I think that's a good one for you for sure.
Yeah.
And for everyone. I think my number one is one that everyone can get behind.
Okay.
Wet socks. Wet socks suck, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't happen very often. You step in a puddle or something, get out of your, you know, out of your car. And you're like, I have one wet sock right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not, you got, you can't take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to live in it.
Yeah.
Your toes are getting all pruned up. It is. I hate wet socks, dude.
Yeah.
I hate wet socks.
Dude.
And it's wild to me. We'll be playing outside, like with my kids, we'll be playing like water stuff. And like one of my kids will take their shoes off and be ripping around in socks.
Mm.
Like, number one, why are you're going to ruin your socks? Number two, is this not the worst feeling in the world?
Yeah.
How are you doing this right now?
I've gotten less of this when I've gotten older, but when I was a kid, I get a drop of any water on my socks, I'm changing them. When I was a kid,
thank you, bro.
Like I was like, nope.
Yes.
New pair.
Yes.
I could not deal with it. I could not. Yes. As I've gotten older, I'm like, it's fine. I'm fine. It still sucks. But like when I was a child, it was any moisture on my feet, on my socks, if I could change, obviously sometimes like you're talking about,
yeah,
you can't, but gone. Like now I'll step on like a, you know, whatever it is. I'm like, I'm okay, but not when I was a kid.
If I'm in the house, I'm changing my socks.
Really?
Yes.
To this day.
Bro, they used yeah. to make fun of me in college because like on the football team, they would do your laundry for you.
Oh.
So like you had like a laundry pin. It's like obviously your football stuff, not just like your everyday laundry.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, they'd always be like, oh, sock boy's back. Like the managers like make fun of me when I was like a no-name freshman.
Yeah.
Because I'd have like socks. I walked up in, I'd change my socks to work out. After workout, I changed my socks for practice. After practice, I changed my socks again. So I had like 8 pairs of socks up at the facility. So I always had dry socks.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And the guys would be like, why? Just wear the socks, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, they're doing my laundry anyways for me. Might as well get some clean. I hate wet socks.
I get yelled at, me and the kids. I'm bad about it, but like getting ice from your machine and like a couple of cubes spit out on the side or whatever.
And maybe they melt. You're
not holding it right and they fall somewhere. If it's like right there, I'll try to grab it, but sometimes they get kicked out and bounce around everywhere and I don't get to all of them, you know? Yeah. Oh my God, dude. I get hit with like, are you going to pick that up? Because you'll walk through it with the socks later.
Mm. You know what I do? Just give it the old kick.
Yeah, the old kick underneath.
Under the fridge.
Yep.
Your fridge just falls through the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like it's that's 20 years molded. From now. That's whenever my fridge goes out, it's a problem.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's funny. And I'm a socks guy. I always wear socks.
You're a
socks 100% of the time.
All
if
night.
I'm not in a pool, which is very rare, or getting a shower, I have socks on.
I could see you I could see you wearing like the sandals in the shower at your own house.
Like a shower shoe.
Shower
kind of thing,
shoe, or like sandals. In your own house.
Yeah.
I heard people do that.
No, I don't
know. Which at the gym and stuff, wild. That's fine.
Yes. How wild is it that people don't do that at the gym?
I don't do it at the gym.
What, bro? You raw dog it in the gym, bro?
Yeah.
Now we're going to use this.
What?
I know. I probably shouldn't, but I don't care. This is one more thing I got to pack and worry about.
Oh, my goodness. You don't feel disgusting when you're walking around the locker room barefoot?
Yeah. Well, maybe a little, but I get over it.
It's worse than walking around in a hotel barefoot. Do you walk around a hotel barefoot?
Yeah. I'm not like a huge.
That doesn't bother me at all.
I'm not a huge germaphobe.
Well, you wear socks.
True, but even in like the gym, I wouldn't. I'd wear if I would got a shower in that situation or something like that. I would just wear bare feet. Yeah, for
sure. I would wear bare feet.
I just wear. Well, I was gonna say wear no socks,
guys.
But then I was like, changed it.
No, I know it's gross.
Oh my
goodness,
doesn't
bother me.
I'm not a germaphobe at all.
Like put the germs aside.
Yeah.
Like walking on that like nasty tile.
It does feel
you
weird.
Step in like the cold water as you. It's so gross, dude.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. I've not showered. I've just like been done with the work. I'm like, I'll shower later, I guess. And just go home.
You have some sensory stuff too. What else you got like that? do you have to have particular socks when you were a kid?
Yes.
Certain socks didn't feel right?
Yep. Yep. Sensory.
Yeah, 100%. Hey,
100%. You know what drives my wife wild that I'm trying not to pass on to my kids, but it's a habit, is I can't have socks touching my toes. Like when I put my socks on, I pull the toes of my socks off so they're not touching. And it's like I help my little kids do it and like put their socks on and I pull the toes up a little bit. And Teresa's like, stop doing that. I'm like, it bugs me to see that.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Yeah, certain t-shirts, like when I was a kid growing up. Couldn't do it.
How about the tag?
Tag?
Oh, I cut the tags out.
I don't know how many shirts I had with a little hole right here because I had to cut
messed
it out.
Up the tag, yeah.
Dude, when I was a kid, I had to be able to cross my toes like this, like my big toes.
Oh, okay.
And if I put my pair of shoes on and they're like tight, like tight here, and I couldn't cross my toes, I'd freak out, like throw them off, like in just for feet. Like, I can't do this. I need another one. Like, and I'm dealing with that with like one of my other child has some sensory issues, but. I don't think I was as bad as her, but
this sounds very familiar to me. A lot of things you're talking about.
Yeah,
a lot of things you're talking about.
Yeah, isn't that like an ADD thing or something?
It is.
I remember ADHD. I was telling Chelsea about it one time. She's like, "Oh, this explains a lot." And I'm like, "Explains a lot of what?" She's like, "Oh, nothing." I'm like,
"I still got the
dude." Oh, wait, the book.
That's last episode. That's last episode.
Yeah,
movie
that's
magic.
Last episode. Callback.
Keep that book handy.
Yeah,
but yeah, dude. Yeah, a lot of that stuff bugged me.
Yep. Like everything you said, I agree. I've had different things. I've had different things like that. But they speak to me though.
Yes.
Yeah. Like for sure.
Talk to me, man.
Like certain socks. I could not have certain socks. They felt weird on my feet. Like they poked my feet, my toes in a certain way that I couldn't wear them.
To this day, Puma black socks. Mm-hmm. Teresa brought home a pair of Reebok socks.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, these are nice. I'm like, I put them on. I can't wear these. Why? Well, because the cushion's wrong. They're too stretchy here. Like, I need words. She's like, well, they didn't have, because you get like Sam's Club. Like, they didn't have, like, okay, well, I'll just continue to wear my old pair of socks until you can find these. I need these socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm for sure that way, dude.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. So, what was the wet socks? Yeah.
Wet socks.
Wet socks.
Dude.
But that's like a stand-in for a lot of different things.
Yeah,
but that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
nice.
I think I'm gonna put, dude, going barefoot in the shower to me is criminal.
Yeah,
I know it's probably gross, but it doesn't. I just, like I said,
germs aside, just the feeling of that tile. Oh, it makes me cringe, dude.
Like walking from the indoor pool, locker room, to the indoor pool down that big long hallway.
No, thank you.
I know exactly the feeling. I agree with you that I do not like it, but it's not. It doesn't bring me to the point where I have to wear sandals. But I agree with you that I don't like it.
Yeah,
that's funny. You said you had an honorable mention.
Oh, my honorable mention was when you think it's a fart, but it's a shart.
That would ruin your day.
That's a day ruiner.
There's no getting around that one. Oh no.
I've done that before, and I've just pulled over at a truck stop because I'm 3 hours from home. There's no going back.
No.
I just go to the bathroom, take my underwear off, clean everything up, and just throw the underwear away. Sorry, guys.
Commando Pro.
We're Commando Pro the rest of the day. You're just freeballing it, dude. Yeah.
Right on.
That is a day ruiner.
That's a day ruiner, dude. Thought I farted, but I shitted.
All right. Wait. All right. Hey, good episode, gentlemen.
Good ep.
Again, if you're still watching us, appreciate it. Stay with us this long. Hit that like button. Subscribe. Comment.
Harsh boy Blake.
That's it. Until next time. See you later.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.